It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Republican State Senator Steve Oban held a press conference near the site of the 2017 Amtrak train derailment in DuPont to present a plan aimed at avoiding future tragedies.
Less than 18 months ago, an avoidable tragedy occurred behind us in my district. Three people lost their lives, over 60 individuals were injured. When the inaugural run of the high-speed rail service on this rebuilt track derailed and crashed into southbound I-5. In its thorough report, the NTSB made a number of findings and recommendations that are relevant to the legislation that I'm announcing today. It said that Sound Transit failed to do a competent hazard analysis of its updated plan, including to fail to identify the hazard at mile marker 19.8 and provide adequate mitigation. Amtrak did not effectively train its crew. WSDOT should have provided better oversight to ensure safety certification before they started service. The NTSB vice president said, and I quote, "I'm amazed at the amount of failure from very top management down to the lower levels." It recommended that the state take on the oversight of Sound Transit, Amtrak, and WSDOT's efforts to comply with its recommendations and ensure safety before rail service is resumed. The public must have the confidence that a competent bipartisan body with a clear mission of putting passenger safety first has certified that the NTSB recommendations have been carried out and that resumption of this Amtrak service will be safe. Constituents must have the confidence that a tragedy at this curve and up and down this railway will not happen again. Today, I am announcing legislation to establish the State Transportation Oversight Panel to provide the necessary independent review and certification that this train service is safe to passengers and the communities in which it will travel. Like the effective redistricting commission, it must be bipartisan and it must require a majority vote to forge necessary consensus. It must be autonomous from the executive branch and the agencies which are responsible for operating this rail service. It must have the independence to ensure that proper hazard analysis and mitigation, the thorough training of the crew, and that the positive train control is fully functional. In short, the purpose of this panel is to create comprehensive, independent review and certify the safety of a new transportation system or of an existing service like this one that has failed to ensure passenger safety. The structure of this panel will consist of the two chairs and the ranking members of the legislature's transportation committees. They will be voting members of this panel. This will ensure consensus and reduce partisan bias. It will have a nonpartisan chair who will not be a voting member, who will be appointed by the panel. And it will be staffed by nonpartisan staff and have the authority to hire necessary experts and consultants. The resumption of the Amtrak service on this Nisqually bypass would be conditioned on the review by this panel and certification that passenger safety has been adequately ensured. Questions?
How do you get this through in time before they make a decision to put a train back on this track?
I will be sending a letter asking the two chairs of the Transportation Committee to insist that the three agencies involved not resume that service until the legislature has a chance to weigh in and consider my bill and pass it so that we can have this independent review and certification is so necessary to restore trust.
So not until the next session? There's no special session you're calling for?
No, I'm not calling for a special session. I'm taking the chance that these agencies will do the right thing and postpone service resumption until the legislature has an opportunity to establish this commission. They should want the independent verification from an independent third party like this panel before they resume service. The public trust absolutely has to be restored, and it's not going to be restored without having an independent bipartisan panel like this weigh in.
Do you think the safety measures Sound Transit has made this bypass are adequate?
I saw what they said, but in addition to what they say, we need independent verification that they have adequately followed through and done that, tested, and that they have the confidence, again, of an independent body that will say they have adequately followed through and made this a hazard-free or mitigated those hazards on this bypass service.
How troubling is it to hear that the Talgo cars they found were woefully inadequate and actually dangerous and caused some of the, perhaps, the death?
Very concerning. It just shows a system failure at virtually every level. I was glad to see that DOT seems to be rethinking the purchase and use of those, and they seem to be looking to make upgrades. But that's just one more thing that if they are tempted at all to keep using that equipment, but they need to get that independent verification before they should use that equipment in the future.
Have you spoken to the transportation chairs yet? Any idea on what their thoughts on this are?
I have not, but I would certainly expect they will be favorably disposed to setting up an independent panel. We have to restore the confidence and public trust in these agencies before they resume the service.
Senator Steve Oban. Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.